Radio.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans has a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year mortgage. It's called our amazing 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-year adjustable rate mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. It's locked until the year 2020. After that, rates may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. There's never been a more perfect time to refinance than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-year adjustable rate mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Get ready for Foodie and the Beast with Nikki and David Nellis. A foodie born and bred, Nikki loves dining out, chatting up chefs, and insider industry buzz. David thinks a great meal is a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under 20 bucks. Foodie married Beast. And now they have the food and wine variety show that has everyone talking. From famous chefs, winemakers, and brewmasters to authors, farmers, and restaurant critics. It's Foodie and the Beast, and it's on now.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome to Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. I, of course, am David Nellis. Thank you.
And I'm Nikki Nellis.
This morsel next to me is my wife, Nikki, and we are live at Pearl Dive and Blackjack, Jeff Black and Barbara Black's incredible place down on 14th Street. And we have got a kick-butt event here because there's been a lot of trash talking over the last couple of weeks about a chicken fried steak competition.
All right. Well, let's get a little excitement going on. We have a full house here today. People are having drinks and digging into donuts and having a good time. But we're all here for the chicken fried steak competition. We have some of the best chefs in the city here. Does everybody have a cocktail? It's very quiet out there. Cocktails? Do we have
cocktails? You're not drunk yet?
Come on. Let's have some cocktails.
I do want to say, if you're out,
let's hear it. All right.
If you're out there listening, you got to get down here to Pearl Dive on 14th Street because the actual competition starts at 11:45. You can still make it.
Yep, and there's still a couple tickets left. All right. So let's talk about who is here today. We have Chef Victor Albisu. Come on, Chef. Woo. Come on up. No. Get up on stage.
Come on, Victor.
Come on, Victor.
Victor.
Come on up.
Come hither.
Come have a seat. All right. Kyle Bailey from Birch and Barley is in the house.
Woo.
All right. And the Prince of Pork, Scott Druneau. He's here. The sources. Scott Druneau.
And later we'll find out what that means.
And then we've got Adam Sobel, Bourbon Steaks. Adam Sobel's in the
house.
Come on,
Adam.
Gonna be throwing it down.
But the man to beat today is your host, the king of chicken fried steak, so he claims.
Right.
Jeff Black. Come on, Jeff.
Yeah, all right, Jeff Black. All right, Jeff. Woo! All right, Jeff. All right, Jeff. Jeff is going to have a seat.
Now, Nikki and I are not judging this contest because that wouldn't be fair because we've already been paid off by several of these guys.
Right.
So why don't you introduce the judges?
Okay, so we are going to have the judges sitting where Amber Pham and her son are sitting right now. But the judges are going to be sitting over there. We have Washington Post Tim Carman in with us today. We have the Washington Post David Hagedorn, who is also here, also a former Foodie and the Beast co-host. And we have Urban Daddy's Jeff DeFore. They have all been chosen today. They're going to be digging into chicken fried steak all over the place.
You know, they're all unimpeachable judges with 20 sticking out of their pockets.
I know, they're all pretty good. All right, and of course, it would not be a Foodie and the Beast radio show without a little bit of booze. So we brought in the right guys here today. We have the Wilder brothers.
They've Micah got and Ari.
A whole table, and they are not just... They're not just shaking up cocktails for us up here on stage, although I believe they should, but everybody out there is going to be getting tastes of everything that we are drinking today. So as they shake it up, you're going to get some of the sweets as well.
But now we have to do something serious.
Okay, a little serious now.
Let's bring up
good and serious.
Dr. Kogan and the Bear.
All right, Dr. Kogan. Oh, my God. Does that bear need help getting up on stage?
I feel terrible. Give me your paw, Bear.
Aww.
Come on. Oh, my God. Holy Holy cow. All okay. right.
Where's so the bear going to go?
Perhaps you're wondering why Dr. Fran Kogan from Children's Hospital and the bear is here, are here. Jeff, you want to take over and tell everybody?
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. We have we've had an initiative that we're trying to help out Children's Hospital, and we are dedicated to building a kitchen in the new diabetes wing, and we have finally raised the funds. So we're making the check donation today on this show.
All right.
Wait a minute. Wait. I just want to add, Dr. Kogan's having trouble getting the headset on. You did go to med school, right?
Can I fix that for you?
I mean, you've got to be smarter than most of the people out there. Come on.
Yeah, try.
There we go.
Now just move that mic down.
We're related to some technologically challenged doctors, too. I don't know why that is.
There you go. You're all set. Okay, so where's the check?
Where is the check?
All right, do you want to tell people why you're doing this and why you're doing the fundraising?
Absolutely, absolutely. I had the opportunity to meet Dr. Kogan because my son is diabetic. When we started talking about different charity events and things we wanted to get involved with, we were always about local and not just for the food we buy, but for the charities we support and the things that we do. We try and keep everything in the neighborhood. And Children's is a wonderful operation that no child gets turned around. They come in, they get treated, and then they figure out if they can pay or not. So it's the way it's supposed to be with healthcare.
Excellent.
And they do a great job down there. They do need a lot of help. Uh-huh. And so we're trying to do our part. And this is our contribution. We have the Blacks Family Foundation is our nonprofit that we formed. Mm-hmm. And this is our contribution to.
Can I get you to raise some money also to pay for my son's braces?
No.
He's like, no. I'm not doing that.
Cheap.
I know. So,
right,
Dr. Kogan,
congratulations. It's a lot of money.
Doctor, can you tell us a little bit about the program and why you brought the bear in today and what's going on at Children's Hospital?
Well, we have been very fortunate to have community support in building a diabetes care complex at Children's Hospital. One of these signature points in our program is nutrition. As you know, with diabetes, you have to, especially with both type 1 and type 2, you have medication, you have exercise, and diet is an incredibly important component of treatment. So we are one of the first programs that, to our knowledge, in the United States in a pediatric hospital to have the support of building a real functional kitchen in our complex, which is pretty amazing. This is going to be basically a demonstration kitchen where we're going to have families learn how to count carbohydrates, portion control, et cetera, because we know that's the foundation of managing chronic illnesses such as diabetes. So we are so thrilled with the Black Family Foundation for helping us with this. This is a one-of-a-kind thing, and we're so honored, and I don't have enough expletives to be so thankful. So from our point of view, we thank you so much for supporting us. We're hoping that the first guest chefs will be Jeff and Barbara Black.
Is the bear up here because that'll be the first meal?
Are we chicken fries day? Oh! I like it.
Is that legal in this state?
I don't know. That was a fair question.
Okay. It was a very fair question. I thought it was a very fair question. Okay.
No holds barred. No show.
Okay. All right, so we will not be chicken
fry bear.
Frying a bear today.
The bear is off. Okay.
Well, congratulations. $200,000 is quite an effort,
right.
Jeff.
Oh,
so.
Right. And Barbara. And Barbara Black.
Where is Barbara?
Barbara's right there. There she is.
There she is. Come on,
my wife, Barbara.
Come on up.
Big part of all this.
Oh, thank you. Excellent. We're so glad to do this. All right. Well, while everybody's shaking hands and hugging, we're going to throw over the Wilder brothers. Guys, tell us what you're making this morning.
Let's help that bear down.
Today we're doing a new cocktail we're featuring this summer. It's a smoky scotch base of Lafroig with a... Lafroig. It's a very peaty scotch, so it's got lots of smoke. We add a...
Lafroig?
Lafroig.
We have it at home.
No frogs.
No frogs.
Lafroig leg.
Okay.
Then we're going to do a little bit of Kirschwasser... Clear Creek Cherry Brandy.
What are those?
These guys know a lot of big words.
I know.
Yeah, we
it's
just
a
like
lot
them.
Of words.
They did the drink program here, right?
Yes, they did.
We could have just said Cherry Brandy, but I wanted to
stimulate. They did drink burger for the
Kirschwasser. It's good with fondue, too.
And what are those big squares? I know I'm jumping ahead, but I want to know what those are.
These are smoked cherry ice, so we're actually smoking the ice with the pork belly that we're garnishing it with, some cherry nectar, and then we're freezing.
Now, I have smoked a lot of stuff.
How does one
but
smoke
never ice?
No.
How do you never smoke? Ice?
How do you smoke ice?
There's no mad scientist to keep up with these guys.
I know, right?
There's
it's
not.
Insane.
Well, we're fortunate to have this awesome kitchen that has a really nice smoker in it. And we just take ice cubes, pretty much wrap a grill in cheesecloth, throw the ice on top and put a pan underneath and smoke it for an hour.
That sounds like a lot of work.
It's really simple.
Okay.
Really simple.
All right. So what is this cocktail called?
It's called a sarsaparilla.
Okay.
And then we're also using a sarsaparilla gum syrup that we made.
Can we make them spell these words?
I know, yeah. Right? I feel like we need a
$100 anybody can spell sarsaparilla.
The other two drinks are really simple.
Right.
No, David can't spell. All right. So let's get back to Jeff, and let's talk about this competition. Yeah, there's been an amazing amount of trash talking, both intrapersonally and on Twitter, about who's going to kick whose butt.
Well, first of all, I'll be nice and I'll say thanks to all these guys for coming out, because I do appreciate it.
All right, round of
everything
applause
we're doing
for
today,
all the chefs participating today.
Everything we're doing today is actually going towards that same check we just presented.
Right.
So this is our last event for that.
Also,
for that.
You should know that Druneau brought some special platters that we're also going to auction off.
Yeah, he made his own plates.
Wow.
We're going to auction them off.
You're not half as bad as I thought you were.
Yeah,
he is.
I know. Victor's like, he'll do anything. Anything to win.
What a
anything
suck up. Thing to win.
Anything to
Massive
win.
Suck right. up. Right. All right.
No,
so,
but I definitely want to thank these guys, and there's a few things I wanted to throw out.
All right, so before we get into chicken fried steak, you have some things you want to talk about. Let's get through them fast, because I think we should explain to people what chicken fried steak is. So tell everybody about your important dates.
Just real quick, we've got, there's some charity events coming up that we believe in quite a bit. We're doing Zufari at the zoo. We're going to do a whole pig out there.
Cool.
We've got Chef's Best at Washington Hilton for Food and Friends. Mm-hmm. Great, great, great event. Everybody should come out for that. And inside the company, we have a crawfish boil here at Pearl Dive, which we do on Saturdays. This is our third one, so on June 23rd.
Okay.
A lot of fun. And then at Addie's on the 15th, we're going to have a crab feast with bands, and we'll take the whole parking lot. And
but didn't you skip an important date?
You skipped a really important
June
date.
June 10th?
June 10th, the Tiki Party at Black.
This show's going to be at Black's in Bethesda on June 10th. If he can't say it, I can.
All right.
June 10th, we will be at Black's with a brand new Tiki Bar.
It's going to be fabulous.
Foodie and the Beast will be.
Trader Big will be there.
Listening the new thing. And that's about it. You know, again, I'd just like to welcome the losers that happen to be sitting next to me.
All right. Well, before
it's pretty
job.
Confident.
Thank you for coming to lose.
All right.
I
appreciate it. Jeff, come on. This is our show.
Okay. So, chicken fried steak. What is it, and why are we all here today to throw it down?
Well, chicken fried steak is steak that's been fried just like chicken.
Okay, and why is it so special? Like, why do people like it?
It's a Texas thing, and these guys have no clue.
Is it a Texas thing?
They have no idea.
Is it from Texas?
As far as I know, it's from Texas.
Tim Carman, you're from Texas. Is chicken fried steak from Texas?
He's not listening. Tim,
chicken fried steak.
Where did
it
start
from? Where did it start from?
Texas.
Yeah. It is?
Texas.
It is? It's a Texas delicacy? And what kind of steak are you supposed to use? Like schnitzel?
Like a schnitzel.
Wait, but chicken fried steak is from
Germany?
There's
a lot of Germans that settled in Texas.
Okay.
That's more than likely the history of it.
Now, what are you bringing today? What are you bringing today that is going to be so special?
I'm doing
that's
my chicken fried steak in a
away.
Very traditional fashion.
Okay.
Black pepper gravy, mm-hmm. greens, mashed potatoes, and a chicken fried steak. But I'm using ribeye.
You're using ribeye. Now, what is classically used?
Classically, they use lesser cuts.
Crummy cuts.
Look,
that's
everybody's
why
over there
it.
Going, wait, we're using lesser cuts.
Okay. All right.
Well, I think Druneau is going to use, like, crab or something. I don't know. He's the source. What do they do over there?
Nothing.
They don't use steak
don't
over
do
at the
source. Anything.
All right. Well, can we get the judges up upstage? Jeff, we're going to say goodbye to you.
Perfect.
Because we're going to see you in a little bit, right? Because you're going to start cooking.
I'm going to go cook.
Okay. Judges, we're going to have you come up on stage, please. All right. Goodbye, Chef. We're going to say good luck to Jeff Black, Jeff Dufour, Tim Carman, David Hagedorn. These are your judges today.
We're going to go to a break, and then we're going to talk to these guys.
And then
guys.
We're going to talk to the judges when we get back. This is David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast. Cocktails are coming your way. We'll be right back.
If you are facing advanced illness or the end of life of a loved one, peace of mind is in short supply. Fortunately, pain-free comfort care is available from the Washington Home and Community Hospices, a not-for-profit organization with a holistic team of doctors, nurses, caregivers, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers. The team comes to you in your home or wherever you call home in D.C., Montgomery, or Prince George's County. For your peace of mind, call them day or night for a complimentary consultation at 866-234-7742.
Hold on to your napkins, boys and girls, because the South has risen again. New from Jeff and Barbara Black, the people who brought you Black Salt, Black's Addies and Black Market, Pearl Dive, Oyster Palace, and the upstairs bar Blackjack are the very cool new additions to D.C.'s food and fun scene on the 14th Street corridor. If the name Pearl Dive suggests seafood, then you're on track to discover Pearl Dive's myriad taste treats where Louisiana-flavored seafood predominates. My, 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 what to try, what to try. Foodie and the Beast always gets stumped picking between the three kinds of gumbo, crawfish etouffee, the mouthwatering po' boy, fried shrimp, and everything else. Can't decide for yourself? Let your mama help, because Pearl Dive is still taking reservations for Mother's Day and for their June 23rd crawfish boil. For info and details, visit pearldivedc.com or call them at 202-319-1612.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers.
I need some answers. September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's going on?
June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
I'm Beyonce with an important message about hunger in America. Did you know 1 in 8 people struggle with hunger? Over 12 million children live in homes where there isn't always enough food. Food banks are experiencing more demand than ever. Show Your Helping Hand is a nationwide campaign with the goal of helping Feeding America deliver millions of meals to local food banks. Please join me in showing a helping hand to fight hunger. More information is available at showyourhelpinghand.com.
We are back on Foodie at the Beast.
Everybody ready for a good party?
David, Nikki Nellis.
We got beers coming up for the chef.
Coming live to you from Blackjack and Pearl Dive down on 14th Street. And we are getting set for a big chicken fried steak competition here in about an hour. And we've got esteemed judges for this competition.
Right. So sitting next to me is Jeff Dufour of Urban Daddy.
You're esteemed.
Are you? So what are your qualifications?
So
why are you judging today? There's your beer.
You know why? Because I'm like the token northerner here.
You are. No,
we have
the
these guys northerner. With Texas and
Alabama.
Alabama.
Until a few years ago, my experience with chicken fried steak was purely road trip experience.
Okay.
In fact, until a few years ago, I thought that it was steak fried in chicken fat, which doesn't sound like a bad idea
hey.
Either.
No, that's
hey.
Okay. That sounds like a good
that's
idea.
Not a bad idea.
Hey. Right? Can we do that contest?
Trademark.
You know what? Medium Rare is going to be doing it tomorrow.
Right, exactly. Somebody will pick up on that. David, so did you grow up with chicken fried steak?
You know, I really didn't actually have that in our family repertoire.
With the filter fish and chicken
fried steak? No, we had the cube steak, which looks like a piece of meat that you put through a paper shredder.
Okay.
And then they
dredge it in flour
and brown it.
Right.
Kind of like chicken fried steak, but then braise it and smother it in onions and gravy.
And it was tasty.
It was tasty because it was cooked to death.
And chewy.
Right, okay,
right.
Okay.
And started off with, you know, whatever was in the can of grease you collected by the stove.
Nice.
Ew. So tell me what you're looking. We'll work down the road here. What are you guys looking for from the chefs today? Like, what
Money.
Are you? What about you? Jeff, what are you looking for?
Flavor and then how they...
Are you looking for crispiness? Are you looking for crunchiness?
I'd rather have tenderness.
Like tenderness?
Yeah. And what cut they use and how they maximize that cut.
Okay.
Do you feel that you don't get enough tenderness in your life?
I get plenty.
Okay. And let's talk to the Texan at the table. So Tim Carman from the Washington Post.
Yes.
Okay. What is it about chicken fried steak?
It's a real blue collar dish.
Okay.
I mean it's a poor cut of beef that's mm-hmm. pounded. Dredged, fried, and covered with a black pepper gravy.
When they're doing
many
that.
People hate it.
Do you like it?
I do
like it. Is it something you would order?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay. Well, we're here for a good cause today.
Yes.
And so when the judges are serving you today, what are you going to be looking for?
Well, I've already, like, scouted out. They're all using, like, this really high-end cuts of ribeye.
So you've done some recon.
Yeah. And so they're already cheating.
Okay.
You know, so it's going to be really tender, and it's going to be so much better than the classic chicken fried steak you'll find in Texas.
Okay, great. All right, well, judges, we're going to ask you to have a seat. We're going to take off the headphones because your chicken fried steak is going to be coming up shortly. But we want to thank you guys for joining us today and for giving us your your take on chicken fried steak.
Jeff, I'm holding some tenderness for you. Don't
worry. Okay. Try a little tenderness. Exactly.
She may be weary. Okay. All right, let's get Scott Trunow up
here. Scott Trunow. All right, our first contestant. Round of applause for Scott Trunow.
I think the audience is already getting looped.
I know. All right.
Hey, Allison, you didn't even clap for your own husband.
I know.
Oh, boy.
Let's go, y'all.
All right. Scott Trunow of The Source, thank you for joining us today. So, Scott, you do not cook chicken fried steak in your restaurant at all.
That's a true story.
And have you ever cooked chicken fried steak before?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, first time. So what can we look for from you? Like, what did you decide was missing from chicken fried steak that you wanted to add to it?
Well, I did a ode to the Dirty South in my plate, and okay. We have a dish called the ODB, which is the Old Dirty Biscuit, served with a Dirty Southern Bloody Mary.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
So you figure you get them liquored up while they're eating. This is
going
to help.
Yeah, there's also a beer back. I like to drink my Bloody Mary with a beer back, so we also put a little Texas Shiner Bock on the plate, too.
Oh, my God. Okay, and tell us about the physical. Since you're putting a lot of alcohol on the plate, is there something to actually eat?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear about that.
So we made a great buttermilk biscuit, and we took Kobe Gold New York strip, the end cuts, pounded them thin, breaded it. And then we're going to do a blackened, spicy sausage gravy over the top.
Yum. So was it fun? Was this fun to put together for you?
It was great. You know, I'm a little concerned about our gracious host, Jeff Black, you know, being a proud Southern man. I know he knows his way around a chicken fried steak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so concerned about these three.
Right.
I just want to let the judges know.
They look like Mo Larry and
yeah.
Curly.
I saw Victor Albisu taking his meat out of a can downstairs, so you know.
It was a can of Demi Moore.
Yes.
I was thinking Alpo. Are you sure it wasn't Alpo?
I don't know what it was. But I wouldn't eat it if I was you all.
Okay.
Y'all.
Yeah.
I did overhear Kyle Bailey saying he did his research at Denny's.
Okay.
So another note for the judges.
Okay, and his wife is here, and Tiffany looks angry. She's like, what did you say about my husband?
He's like, he took me to Denny's. And I intercepted a tweet from Adam Sobel pleading to Paula Deen this week for help.
Oh, my God.
Because he had no clue what he was doing.
Can anybody see Trunow up last night in the bathroom writing out his jokes?
Where's the sound effects for me?
Well, I just want to say that what you're preparing sounds like exactly what they used to prepare around the campfires on the cattle drives in Texas. Exactly.
Right. Well, you're from upstate New York, so, I mean, this is not something that was on the menus at all growing up, right?
No, I have no idea about chicken fried steak, so I tried to dive right into it. I've been eating chicken fried steak in copious amounts for the last 3 days, so we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, we're looking. Now, tell us about the plates you made. We don't have one up here. I wish people can see it. We're going to auction them off, but you did the same thing for Kashan.
Right. So,
where did you get the idea for it?
You know, I have a great pig farmer who, you know, we made the sausage gravy today. I get these beautiful pigs from Leaving Waters Farms in Virginia. It's a small family farm. And he happened to walk in the kitchen a few months ago, and I was bias cutting a cucumber. And I was like, wouldn't it be cool if I could take, like, a tree and cut it like this and put my food on it for Koshan? And he said, you know, I'm a farmer from the country, and I live with a bunch of trees, so I can do that for you.
So this is Leaping Lizard's farm, huh?
Exactly. So he cut these plates for me, and then I burned them, and I emblazoned them with today.
Is this like your woodworking class from, like, Boy Scouts?
Emblazon's a really big word.
Yeah.
You want to explain?
Ask me how to spell that, because I can't. So we burned a pig for the sausage gravy, a chicken for the chicken fried, and a steer head. So they're one-of-a-kind plates that you can use as trivets, and we're going to auction them off for this great charity and try to help out the Children's Hospital.
I think it's great.
So loosen up those checkbooks.
Everybody loosen up your checkbooks. They're great plates. And just, is there anything going on at The Source that people know about? Like, what are you participating in? What are you up to these days?
I'm participating in a chicken fried steak competition throwdown that I've been fully focused on for many weeks now.
Since the Koshan.
But we have Mother's Day coming up this Sunday and a little non-traditional Mother's Day. And nothing says I love you, Mom, like dim sum. So come out to the stores for a little dim sum brunch on Sunday.
Yeah, if your mom's Chinese.
I'm not. I'll be very happy to be
there.
I think that sounds great.
Please leave David at home.
Thank you.
As usual.
All right. So you ready? Are you ready to go and cook it up?
I'm ready to go.
All right, everybody, Scott Trunow.
All right, Kyle Bailey.
Kyle Bailey,
step
come on
up, man. No, wait a minute. Wait
a second. I want to make sure everybody has the cocktail we're drinking.
Hey, have they been passing out the cocktails?
They're starting to.
Okay, what's it called again? Remind me.
Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla. Is everybody getting a sarsaparilla? They're passing it around.
Who's old enough to remember the show Sugarfoot? No?
No.
That's all they drank was sarsaparilla.
Okay.
All right, so, Kyle, there's been a lot of trash talking.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey, how
are you?
And everybody says they're going to kick your butt. Now,
you're the quiet one.
You are the quiet one, which means you're dangerous.
You're the strong, silent type. So let's hear.
These guys brought all kinds of crazy ingredients. I'm starting to feel really bad. I feel like I phoned this one in. You know, they all kinds of seafood everywhere, man. And I went to Denny's. You know, I went to. That's how I.
We did. Are we checking it out?
I swear to God, we
field went. Research.
Yeah, once a year we go to Denny's.
I said, Scott wasn't joking. You were serious.
Once a year we go to Denny's to remember what that's like.
Okay. You know? And what did you find at Denny's? I need more information.
Moons Over Miami is still the best sandwich of all time.
What is it?
Moons Over Miami.
You're the
You've never had it? Oh, my
no.
God.
It's so good, man.
Has anybody else had
See, wait,
it? I haven't had
ever
it.
Ever since I married Nikki, I'm not allowed to go to Denny's, but
no.
I've been there and I've done it.
Good, man. Super
yeah,
good.
It's great.
Some
chicken
fried
steak.
This
is the guy who does the Luther. I mean, seriously?
It's Moons Over Miami. It's a scrambled egg sandwich. It's so awesome with ham in there. It's
okay.
Awesome. It's so good.
So does the sandwich still move on the plate? Because I remember that.
Yeah, it's just
too.
A mess.
What is it?
It's
scrambled egg sandwich.
It's a scrambled egg sandwich. That's it?
With
okay.
ham.
With ham.
All right.
Awesome.
But the name is
You know
Moons
you're
Over
losing
Miami.
Me. I know. I get it.
Cheddar, man.
Okay.
So good.
All right. So your chicken fried steak is going to be what?
It's classic.
Yeah, kind of, you know, twist on classic. I've got rib cap or top cap, it's called, or deckle.
Okay.
Right, it's the piece.
For people who don't know, what kind of cut is that? Like, where is that?
Sure. On the ribeye, you get this flap of meat. Mm-hmm. It's most tender, awesome piece of meat, and the cow only makes two of them, you know? It's like, it's super, super good, you know?
But that's not something you find on a lot of restaurant menus, that cut, do you?
You can find it.
Do you do it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right, the deckle?
Yeah,
okay.
The deckle.
That sounds dirty.
I know.
It's so good, man. It's such a great cut of meat. So we'll be buttermilk brine this for a day.
Right.
And I'll double dredge that, fry it out. Sunchoke mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sunchoke mash with chives.
Uh-huh.
And I've got these mustard greens from Arcadia, the farm.
Yeah, the farm,
we work
absolutely.
With. And they're like just beautiful purple mustard greens, and I was going to... It's going to cook them, but they're so beautiful raw, and they're so spicy and good, you know, so we're going to kind of dress the plate with this. And instead of making a red-eye gravy, which is pretty traditional, I made a red-eye sausage.
Ooh.
With the flavors of red-eye gravy in the sausage.
Well, are the hosts of this competition going to get food, too?
Yes, we get
good.
To take a day.
I want to make sure everybody knows what we're talking about. If you just joined the show, we're down at Pearl Dive on 14th Street, Jeff and Barbara Black's restaurant. And we're talking to, right now we're talking to Kyle Bailey from Birch and Barley, but all the chefs that are participating in a chicken fried steak competition, because everybody's been talking the S word about who's got the best chicken fried steak. So we're going to find out, because Jeff Black thinks he's going to wipe
all
the
right.
floor with
so
these
Kyle
guys.
Bailey, speak specifically to the judges. Tell them why your chicken fried steak is going to be the best.
Hagedorn.
He's like, what? What do you want from me?
The
Yeah, this is the
sell it.
I'm just so good, you know. Everything I do is so awesome.
That is true.
It was crazy. It's like every night I go home and I'm down on my knees. I'm like, why am I so blessed with so much power?
Okay.
I'm so good looking. It's
you
so
are
awesome.
You got an amazing wife, yeah. Birch and Barley. It's Kyle Bailey. He's going to be bringing it for the Chicken Fried Steak competition. Round of applause, Kyle Bailey.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so we're going to have to take a break in just a minute. But before that, Wilder Brothers, I know you're going to be making us another cocktail. When we come back on the break, you can tell us all about it. But tell us what you will be pouring next.
We'll be featuring our Peep Show, which is...
All right, I'm familiar with
that. Doesn't sound risque at
all. I knew
he
was going to be excited about that.
Okay.
And that is our Wilder Brothers seasonal tonic with... Slow gin, Hendrix, and some cucumber.
Wait a minute. What is
that
in the Wilder
so
Brothers seasonal tonic?
I can't really tell you. Yeah,
you can
not let him know.
No, you can tell us.
We use seasonal citruses combined with some chinchilla bark to make the tonic and honey.
What kind of bark?
Just this really annoying word called chinchilla.
Chinchilla.
Don't worry about that.
What's a chinchilla?
I'll spell it for you later. Is it cinnamon bark?
No,
it's
the bark that you use, the quinine, pretty much, to make tonic.
To create a tonic, which, you know, initially was just to cure malaria.
And you grind it and do it.
Something little.
You bring it down to a powder, and then we bring it to a boil, and then we add all of our citruses.
That seems like a lot of work.
It's too much work.
Too much work.
I'm tired.
Right. You guys get back to that.
Okay.
This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be talking with more chefs and eating chicken fried steak in just a couple minutes.
Sobel looks like he needs to sit down.
Come on.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
Job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview. Yeah. And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. National Guard, aired by the Maryland, D.C. Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Have you heard? Founding Farmers is a top dining choice in D.C. and now is the hottest seat in Montgomery County. Located just off Route 270 at Montrose Road West, there's free parking, a great dining atmosphere, and the award-winning menus of great scratch-made foods with ingredients from American family farmers and from across the region. Come visit today for their incredible selections for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or weekend brunch. Learn more at foundingfarmers.com. It's Montgomery County's destination for true food and drink.
Like farmers markets? None's better than the fabulous Central Farm Markets in downtown Bethesda, at Bethesda Elementary, and in Rockville's Mid Pike Plaza. Each has 40 plus vendors with huge selections of local natural meats, poultry, organic produce, cheeses, plus yummy pastries, pies, cakes, fresh breads, even seafood and more. Want prepared foods to go? They got that too. Bring the family, bring the dog to Central Farm Markets Sunday in Bethesda and Saturdays and Thursdays in Rockville. Visit centralfarmmarkets.com for details.
In the beloved fairy tale Beauty and the Beast, Belle and the Beast learn that true beauty is found within and live happily ever after. Today, our happily ever afters are being threatened by the fact that nearly one in three children in America are overweight or obese. Now is the time to make good nutrition and physical activity part of your family's daily lifestyle. To learn more, visit letsmove.gov, brought to you by Let's Move, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Ad Council.
Oh, wow, thing. All right, we are back on. Back with Foodie and the Beast. It must be playing Wild Thing because
Tom's
right, here.
All right, let's hear it. Everybody, Chicken Fried Steak Competition. Welcome to Pearl Dive. Good to have you here.
All right, the Wilders have escaped to pour a drink. So let's talk to Victor Albizu, who's been taking a lot of hard hits, particularly from Jeff.
Jeff and Scott and
I know everybody's picking on Victor.
They're not showing you any respect.
Well, so you.
I think they're scared.
You used to be at BLT Steak. You were there forever. I mean, right. You should know your way around a steak, right?
I do know my way around a steak, and I grew up eating something like chicken fried steaks, milanesas. I don't know if you've ever heard in South America. That's what they eat. It's chicken fried steak, basically.
Is it?
I think it originated down there. That's my story.
Okay. Farther south than Texas?
Much south. Much.
Germany, right. We're here in lots of doubt. It's Germany. It's like, no way.
You're getting a lot of nothing from the judges.
Well, that's okay. I mean, they all have their teams. They all brought, like, six cooks and chefs. You know, I'm
it's just me.
I'm cooking at my house. I prepped at my house.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So
we'll see.
What do you
we'll
make? What's in it?
Please.
All right. So tell us about your like affection for chicken fried steak and why what you're making and how you're doing it.
Actually, it's one of my very favorite things to eat, chicken fried steak. I don't call it that, like I said, but
right.
I got it from. Oh, thank you. Thank
just
you very much.
Yep.
Okay. I got it from the organic butcher in McLean. I got some Stew Ranch Kobe ribeye,
mm-hmm.
And we're gonna bread it and fry it. And I'm going to do a little bit of a modern take on it. So.
Okay, when you say bread it and fry it, I mean, are you like, is it panko crust? I mean, what does that mean? Or is it just flour?
No, I don't use panko, so I'm not never going to get an endorsement from them. But
okay.
I use baguette and I pulverize it,
uh-huh.
dry it out, and I actually put some pine nuts in it,
uh-huh.
and a little herbs and some. And a secret ingredient that I'm not going to let anybody
super
know
special
about.
Special
yeah.
secret ingredient.
So it's going to be, you know, relatively
well,
fancy.
Well, you know, Scott Trineau was giving you a lot of grief. He said he could see you outside Oohs and Ahs.
Yeah.
What was that about?
It's all out of fear.
It's all out of fear.
It is.
I am afraid.
He's afraid. Look at him. He's turning beet red. So he's afraid. And
no, I thought he came to the party beet red.
Right.
Yes.
Well, he's adding on with those plates and stuff like that. So now,
yeah. I mean, Scott really takes it to another level.
Yeah, he does.
It's great. You know, it's great. I'm really, really looking forward to that.
So, what goes with the chicken fried steak?
on my dish, you know, since I've not really been cooking in a professional kitchen for the past month or so, I've missed spring. So I'm doing fava beans and ramps and that kind of thing. So,
ooh,
all right,
I'm
Eli,
really excited about it.
Eli, don't eat the fava beans.
Yeah, no fava beans.
Well,
for
the judges look really happy about that.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, great.
This sounds very pristine.
And some fava beans.
All right, so are you allowed, since you're cooking in your kitchen at home. Are you allowed to tell us, like, what you're up to these days and what we can expect since we're all missing you from BLT Steak?
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, I have a few things in the works.
I mean, not a slam against the current chef.
No, no. I haven't been back since you left.
Actually. Excuse me.
I mean, I could
really?
Slip, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave that alone for
good. But well, come on. You don't want to do some more trash talking?
No. I got
so
enough with these guys.
Fun.
Wait a minute. You're gone.
With these guys.
Adam Wojnarowski's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're you know, we've moved on to greener pastures.
Right. Right.
That's what it goes. So, like I said, I'm working on a few different projects. I'm doing a little taqueria in Virginia. I may be doing a VA burger place in here and up in D.C. So we'll see. And there's another bigger
project. Well,
wait,
the taqueria in Virginia, is that something that's happening or something you're looking to do?
No, that's happening. Yeah, okay. I'm doing a little real authentic on-the-wall type
Where?
Taqueria in Tyson's.
Oh, neat.
Tyson's,
yes.
And the mall?
Where the metro's going. No, not the mall.
Can you imagine in the mall?
No, why not?
No. I don't like going to the mall.
No, nobody wants to go to a mall.
All right, so
tell my wife that.
It's a taqueria, a traditional taqueria. Is that same thing I would get?
Right, real authentic, real simple, straightforward. So
like, what kinds of things can we expect to see?
Oh, you're gonna. I mean,
look, it got quiet. Everybody's like taqueria.
Taqueria.
That's all good. Let's hear it.
Please. The man say taqueria. Right.
We're gonna be doing.
Hagedorn is actually drooling.
Oh, leave him alone.
Well, we're gonna do a lot of things that I like to do. Little odd bits, you know, sweetbreads. We'll do tongue. We'll do all the real traditional stuff, and along with a really cool, a little bit more, modern, more palatable stuff
nice.
For other people. So.
I was going to say, yeah, can we do something other than tongue?
Yeah.
I don't like tongue. I don't get it. It doesn't work
for me.
For
the record, I love tongue.
I know. A lot of people do. Get it. I mean, I don't get it. It grosses me out.
Not as much as Bruno, though. Bruno is a tongue fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
He said you're a tongue fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. This is a family.
I can say something inappropriate.
I know. I was like, where is he going?
All right, everybody relaxes. My children are right here.
They're right up front.
This is a family show.
It's Sobel's tongue, but it's a...
All right.
So, good luck to you.
We're going to wish you good luck.
Thank you so much.
And anything you want to sell to the judges, this is your opportunity.
Just know that I didn't bring a brigade with me, these guys did.
Victim.
Actually, the only guy that offered help is Kyle, so I'm going to take him up on it. we exchanged something.
I'm making half as this.
So. Thanks, Juno.
All right. Can we get a round of applause for the job he's done?
Thanks very much, guys.
All right, let's go back over to the Wilders and find out about this.
All right, did everybody get a sarsaparilla? Did everybody try it? The judges do not.
Hey,
have
you guys
one.
In the back, everybody got a sarsaparilla?
Can we get a sarsaparilla for the judges and for the chefs on stage, please? Because I think they all need one. Can we make that happen?
Sarsaparilla.
We'll make one.
Okay, great.
All right, good.
All right, and so what's this next one? Let's get back into it.
So this is our tongue and tonic.
Okay.
We're going to be using our fresh tongue tonic made with gin. It's just our peep show. We were talking so much about tongue, I just thought we'd throw it
right,
in.
Right, just keep it going. Right. So thank you.
We kind of feel left out of here. Everyone else is competing, and we're just in the corner.
I know. There's like a whole mad scientist table over there.
So this is just our peep show. It's the Hendrix Slow Gin, and top with our seasonal tonic, a little sage and cucumbers.
Okay,
and
great.
Lemon juice.
Excellent. Now, is this something that's on the menu now?
It is, yes.
Well, let me wait. I want to talk. You guys are from, hold it, you're from Bethesda, right?
I mean, not really.
Well,
we try to say San Francisco.
I know, but you guys grew up in Bethesda, right?
We actually have been back and forth like almost every other year. It's been really tough for us.
How did you get into this, and how did you get into this as brothers?
I actually worked at and opened a lot of cocktail bars in San Francisco, went to art school and ventured back there, and then migrated back here to kind of team up with my brother and it was just kind of born here.
Both drinking a lot of booze in high school?
It wasn't. That's for sure.
It wasn't born in Bethesda. It was born in D.C. in San Francisco.
Okay. All right. But now, so let's talk about the menu that you guys are doing here. How often are you changing it?
We actually have signature cocktails, of course, that we keep on seasonally.
Mm-hmm.
But we're really excited. I mean, this one, for example, the Peep Show is one of our most popular and probably one of my favorites.
It's gorgeous.
It is beautiful.
So, I mean, just like that, you'll get the aromatics from
don't,
the
Don't start sage. Slapping the sage just because he did.
Oh, right. All right, we got that. All right, so now everybody's going to be getting tastes of the peep show. All right,
yes.
So the peep show should be coming out. You all should be drinking it.
Yeah, they're all out.
And everybody should be enjoying
Give
it.
Give them some peep show.
And can
Let's
we get
see.
Some for the chefs up here?
Yeah, of course, of course.
We'll send some over right now. Chefs, nice and lubricated.
Definitely.
Okay. All right. Next up, we've got Adam Sobel.
Sobel.
The year of the Sobel. I don't know why. Why do they keep saying that? Hi, honey.
Hi.
How are you?
All right. Now, you guys know Adam from Bourbon Steak, and I've actually never seen you in anything but, you know, your chefs do.
So. Yeah.
I have.
And I like your T-shirt.
I've seen you out of your chef's
Anybody
too.
Wait a minute. You have?
Ho, ho.
Not like that.
I thought that was between us.
Not if you want to live. All right. So, you're in a, I mean, you're...
Fresh back from Costa Rica.
Yeah.
What did you learn there about chicken fried steak?
Absolutely nothing. I drank a lot of beer, ate a lot of mangoes,
okay.
Drank out of coconuts and laid on the beach.
Constrictors?
No, I saw
scorpions.
Monkeys, scorpions, turtles, all kinds of...
Did you see the scorpion in the house, though?
It was in my shower.
I'm not going to Costa Rica.
But honestly,
you forget it.
I'm used
never
to scorpions from living in the desert. So.
Me too.
What, in Vegas?
I've been married a couple of times. So.
No way. No way. No, thank you. All right. So, Bourbon Steak does not serve chicken fried steak. But how did you get in on this competition, and what is it that you're bringing to the table?
I believe it was the night of the Rammy nominations. I was
hanging
with Jeff Black.
Almost.
And I'm a natural competitor. And you mentioned that we were going to do a chicken fried steak competition. I said I wanted in.
Right.
So.
Have you ever made a chicken fried steak?
Once.
Did you eat?
But here's the thing. If you can make
steak?
A schnitzel or a chicken, you know, chicken cutlet or chicken parmesan, you can make a chicken fried steak.
Okay. So what is it that you're doing to your chicken fried steak?
I'm taking the angle of local terroir. All right.
Okay.
So I've got local 50.
That's a very fancy phrase.
It is a very fancy word.
All right.
You mean dirt.
See, Scott Trudeau doesn't know what terroir means.
It means
you help
dirt.
Him out.
So
help
for,
him out.
For
help
my
him out.
For my layman over here, it's I'm using ingredients that are indigenous to our area right here. So I've got local grass-fed beef that's aged 50 days. I'm doing a bone-in 32-ounce ribeye that I pounded thin.
Yum.
Maryland jumbo lump blue crab meat.
Oh, my God.
My great sausage crab gravy. Mm-hmm. I've got mustard greens and kale that I pulled out of my garden yesterday,
Is the
actually.
Garden up and running at the Four Seasons?
Yeah.
I love that
so,
garden.
I hope you guys are listening to this because this is...
My angle is...
Kyle's like, I'm going to beat him. I don't
ingredient.
Care.
It's about the ingredients and just, you know, quality.
Quality. And then how are you, what are you dredging in? What are you doing with it?
I make my special KFC flour dredge. I've got my 12 spices and seasonings that are
undisclosed. Funny that here you've got all these, like, really high-end chefs in some of the best restaurants in the city. One is at Denny's.
And one is
You're,
at
like, talking
Kentucky
about KFC.
I mean,
and he went to Popeye's. I mean, everybody's bragging about, you know, going low.
The flavor
because
of KFC has that umami, you know, that like that flavor you just can't describe. Like, where is it coming from? But anyway, that's in my flour dredge.
Umami and chicken fried steak do not match in my head.
You will,
I'm sorry.
I have an extra one for you guys to taste. So
okay, good.
You'll get a you'll see what
you
I'm talking
better.
About.
Yeah, you better.
And I'm doing brioche breadcrumbs, and then I'm frying it in lard, so it's going to be really super delicious.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Fat. That sounds really good.
Let me
really
ask
good.
You a question. It's a little bit out of the thing, but there's a lot of camaraderie in the local chef community.
Yeah.
And I'm curious because, you know, Kyle, you were up in New York and all that. Does this happen in other cities or does everybody want to slice everybody else's throat? How did it happen down here?
But you guys are competitive, but you guys
like
each other, right?
Yeah, but they're actually sitting with each other without using shivs.
We're all friends.
They're not sitting shiva. Never mind.
You only got one person on stage who gets that.
No, but the family.
Okay.
La familia. No, but seriously, is that something that's sort
Hagedorn
of...
Hagedorn says that one stunk. He didn't like it. Anyway, stinkeroo.
I don't care.
Yeah, right.
Is that something I mean, it seems fairly unique here because what I hear about other cities is everybody's at each other's throat.
I don't think that's true.
You don't think they're at each
they're
other's throat?
They're nodding.
They're nodding.
Really?
So now they're going to be after
well,
you.
Honestly, you guys were both in New York, right? Where were you, Scott, last? Were you in Vegas or New York?
Both.
Scott, you were in both.
I've been here as long as I have been.
Right.
When these guys came to town, things got a lot different. I mean, this guy.
Right.
Changed
this guy. Aww. Everybody loves each other. It's so nice.
It's a real love in.
Okay.
It's a real love.
All right. Just sell it. Sell it to the judges. Judges, can I have your attention, please? Sell it. Adam Sobel's going to sell you on why his chicken fried steak is going to be the absolute best.
Quality.
Hagedorn.
Quality always rises to the top. So, you know, Drunot's using cutter grade. Cutter canner grade. Victor's been playing tennis, hasn't been cooking in a couple of weeks. Kyle's so humble, I can't really talk any smack about him. Jeff Black's got home field advantage, but I still think that my chicken fried steak will stand up.
All right. Good
there
luck.
There you go. All right. Thank you very much. Everybody give a round of applause for Adam Sobel.
Thank you.
All right, we have to take a quick break, but when we get back, Jeff Black is bringing it. He's going to be bringing up the first chicken fried steak. So this is David and Nikki Nels for Foodie and the Beast. We'll be right back.
I'm on a mission to spread the word about COPD through music. COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. My grandfather suffered from symptoms of it, and COPD is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. I'm Billy Ray Cyrus, and I drive for COPD. Looks like people are starting to get the message. Anyone age 35 and older who has smoked as little as 100 cigarettes could be at risk. Visit driveforcopd.com today and talk to your doctor.
Hi, this is O'Donna Matthews. What does three decades of service add up to? For the Capital Area Food Bank, it includes these important numbers. Distributing 25 million pounds of food to nearly 500,000 people through a network of 700 partner agencies. 30 years, it's a long time, but the mission continues to make sure that no one is left hungry. To learn more, contribute, or volunteer, visit CapitalAreaFoodBank.org.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
Soon, this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible.
March for Babies!
Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We're back on Foodie and the Beast. We are minutes away from the start of the chicken fried steak competition.
Minutes? It's ready. Let's
bring
it.
Well, no, wait, not yet. I just want to quickly thank the folks that make our show possible. First and foremost, Jeff Black and Barbara Black, who own Pearl Dive.
All right,
Black's,
can we give a big round of applause to the Blacks?
Black Salt, Black Market, and Addie's.
Woo!
The great restaurants by the Black Restaurant Group. Our friends at Georgetown Bakery, Neighborhood Restaurant Group, that's Rustico, Evening Star, Tallulah Vermilion, Buzz Bakery, Columbia Firehouse, Birch and Barley, represented today by Kyle Bailey, and Church Key Founding Farmers, where we're going to be doing a live remote out of Potomac. Uh-huh. What's the date? May 20th.
May 20th.
Yeah, man.
And then June 10th, we're going to be at Black's in Bethesda at the Tiki Bar. It's going to be lots of fun.
And yeah, man. And
10 o'clock in the morning at the Tiki Bar.
You're talking too much. Charles Schwartz and Son Fine Jewelers, thanks for supporting us. All right.
Okay. All right, Jeff Black. He is putting the gravy on his chicken fried steak.
This is the part of the show I wait for.
And it is going over to the judges. And I only see three chicken fried steaks, and I'd like to know where ours are.
Yeah. What kind of deal is this?
Here it comes. All right, Jeff Black is going to be bringing it over. Wilder Brothers. While Jeff Black is bringing his chicken fried steak over to the judges, let's get a 411 on what you guys are doing.
Cool. Well, we're really excited about our new seasonal summer cocktail.
Okay.
We actually, it's called the Velvet Hour, so it's really exciting. Like
the Velvet Hour out in Chicago?
That would be the Violet Hour, I guess.
Oh, it's the Violet Hour?
Yeah,
right.
we're separatists. We're the Velvet Hour.
Some foodie you are.
But maybe I was just there too long.
No, we were there long. At least you know about everything that's good in this world. So, mango, aged rum, velvet falernum, some house-made ginger syrup with fresh lemon, and just really refreshing and bright for summertime.
And a little Amaro for a nice bitter body.
Yeah, that balances out the sweet.
Right, so,
but I put the rum on top for you. Just yeah.
All right, that's
beautiful. All right.
I do rum.
He does. All right. So Jeff Black is back with us.
Yes.
I've been down
cooking diligently.
So tell us, you know what, I would love to be able to show everybody what that is, but tell us about it.
Just real quick, we have chicken fried steak coming up for everybody.
Oh, chicken fried steak.
We're doing exactly the same plate the judges are getting, but everybody's going to get their own little one.
Okay, great.
Right now what we have is a chicken fried ribeye.
Yum.
It's got a black pepper gravy. It's got mashed potatoes. And then it's a little green bean salad. We char them on a wood grill.
Uh-huh.
Mix them with some tomatoes. A little bit of olive oil, sea salt.
Oh, my God. Look at
that.
Don't you think it's important for the host to get some?
Yeah, well, we're going to feed you. Chill out. You're going to get fed. My God. He's always hungry. He's always worried he's not going to get.
He's
always afraid he's
thirsty,
miss
too.
Out. Right. Well, as you can see with the cocktails.
You step on my foot and my mouth opens.
Right. Exactly.
No, but this is exciting. And, again, I want to thank the other chefs. They're all downstairs working diligently.
They're going to start cooking.
You know, I know we're talking a lot of trash, but. Actually, these guys are good friends of mine, and they're good guys.
Well, you know, that's what David was. We were talking about it a little bit with the chefs that were up here. I mean, the camaraderie of chefs in the city is amazing.
We have to stick together because it's a hard business.
But you've been around, not because of your age, but for a long
time. You know, they had indoor plumbing and then dirt and then me.
So you went to chef school with Lincoln, correct?
No, Lincoln was in my underclass.
Yeah. But my point is that as you've grown up the ranks here and opened up your own restaurants, how has the landscape changed?
Oh, it's radically changing, but it's changing all over the United States.
Right.
I mean, but we're fortunate that we have a strong economy and we have good people and educated clientele and the things that you look for in a restaurant. You go into a neighborhood, you want high education levels and high disposable income, and D.C.'s got it.
But how do you – but, like, since you started on Rockville Pike at Addie's and you've, you know, branched out. I mean, this is your first –
Right next to Hank Deedle's.
Yes. Well, when we first time we went to Addie's, it was because a particular mayor was in office who wouldn't fix potholes and who made –
Is that in Kensington?
No, this is Maryberry.
Oh, okay.
We didn't go into D.C. because the climate was so bad.
Didn't someone set him up?
I think so.
I think so.
I think our name started with a B.
I was going to say the B set her up, right?
But the long and short of it was there's been a succession of really great mayors since.
Mm-hmm.
And the city has got a lot of good energy, and it's great. It's a great place to do business.
Okay. And so with the opening of this place, which you did less than a year ago.
Correct.
What else can we look for you? What else is on the horizon?
I got all kinds of things brewing.
We know you've got plans.
I got a Virginia project brewing. I'm talking about partnering with a chef on a big project.
But Virginia project is out in the open. You can say what it is.
Yeah, it's going to be called Empire.
Empire.
Empire Oyster House. And
okay.
The name comes from the fact that I hate it. I hate with a passion when people say, "Oh, the Black Empire got bigger."
Oh, you don't like being called an empire?
So
wait, how many restaurants?
We just played
do you have?
To it. We just played to it. So it's going to have a
where's it going
to
be?
Turn of the century New York brasserie. No,
it's a Merrifield, right?
Merrifield.
That's right. That's near my office.
It's an incredible
your office. You're
going to
come over.
Bada bing, bada boom.
No, it's an incredible
it's
project.
How big
is that restaurant going to be?
It's going to be big. We're going to have the biggest, hopefully the biggest raw bar on the East Coast.
What does that mean exactly?
Well,
like the bar is just, it's like a bar like this, just covered with shrimp and lobsters?
The entire restaurant is built around it.
Okay.
Massive selection of raw bar items, 30 plus oysters.
Isn't the ocean going to run out of oysters?
Not for us.
Okay. No.
Actually, we have two. I'm glad you brought that up. We have two of our own oysters coming online.
Really?
That are being harvested for us. We have old black salts and black pearls. We've got. The Rappahannock guys are doing black pearls.
Okay.
And
what are the black pearls going to taste
Island guys.
Like?
Toby Island guys, this is the clever part. Toby Island is doing an oyster for us off of Black's Channel.
Oh, neat.
Yes. So they're getting to size. They're not to size yet. But
these are oysters that are types of oysters that are already in existence. What?
They're East Coast oysters raised in the bay. We're getting them right in the saltiest part of the mouth of the bay where I personally like to have high salinity in my oysters.
How do they
make? But are they plump? I mean, what kind of oyster do you like? Because there's so many different kinds.
I like East Coast high salinity.
Wait. Okay. You're jumping over something very important. Oysters, first of all, are an aphrodisiac. So oysters are obviously horny anyways. How do they put two oysters together and say, make a new oyster for Jeff
Black? I know exactly how it works.
But how do they do it?
They spawn, and they take the spat. And the spat is microscopic, and they put the spat on what's called oyster meal, which is ground-up shells.
Right.
And each spat attaches to one little tiny piece of meal, and then people sell that. And it's you buy that.
I have no idea what you just said.
I'd
say it could be a whole show on this.
I thought spat was the past tense
of spit. Well, when those oysters...